So it's a very complicated topic, obviously, Esther. We're gonna just kind of skim the surface of it. Fatigue in general and exhaustion and tiredness are epidemic in our society and probably one of the top three reasons that people seek out physicians and medical services. It's a oversimplified but very challenging mystery for a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a health provider. When a patient comes in complaining of fatigue, it's very tempting to just jump to the conclusion that someone is stressed, which you all are, right? A physician has to be aware of not just the sort of ever-rising level of stress on a college campus, a university campus, because to some degree, that's universal. Then with each individual, we need to understand if there are unique stresses on that individual. The time to seek out a doctor, I suppose, is when you come to the conclusion that your fatigue is either precluding you from doing things you used to be able to do without so much difficulty. You've noted that, wow, I used to be able to go to the gym and work out for an hour. And now I'm like, I can't even do 15, 20 minutes on the treadmill. I'm just exhausted. Well, that's a change, you know? Why is it that your exercise capacity has decreased so dramatically? Or, you didn't used to fall asleep in class and you fall asleep in class, you know? Or you've had a lot of accidents and injuries recently, and you didn't used to be a clumsy person, and literally you've like fallen or tripped or hurt yourself, several times. These are all signs, right? Physical functions that are not working properly. Stress has not just emotional consequences to the body, it has physical ones. When we're under stress, we're releasing stress hormones in our body from our adrenal glands, like adrenaline, and cortisol, which is a stress hormone that regulates our blood sugar, and all sorts of other neurotransmitters, and which are chemical messengers in the brain. We have physical consequences of the stress. If you come in to my office and you're exhausted and you're tired or you're whatever, that's your complaint, and you're stressed, I'm going to acknowledge the context. Okay, you're a UCLA student. You're working very hard. You've got a lot on your plate. What are you doing to cope adaptively? What are the things you're doing or not doing that are making it better or making it worse? Mm-hmm. So I'll ask you, do you smoke? Do you drink alcohol? Do you smoke marijuana? Are you taking any prescription drugs that weren't prescribed for you? Mm-hmm. Are you getting Adderall from somebody to help you study? Because all these things that people maybe that are using either to relax or to enhance their study, their capacity to stay alert and be productive, have sort of back ends that are negative, So people who maintain their healthy habits while under stress, survive the stress and come out looking better on the other end. Moral of the story is do everything you can to keep your healthy habits going, no matter how high the stress level and how impractical it seems. Don't give them up. Mm-hmm. And don't add unhealthy habits that you didn't have before. So if you drink more, smoke more, use more drugs while you're under stress to help you cope with the stress, it's a short-term, short-sighted solution that will have negative consequences ultimately. Mm. You'd be better off instead of having another cup of coffee or a Red Bull to quickly put on your tennis shoes, run out the door of your dorm, and just walk really fast around campus for 15 minutes so that you're out of breath and huffing and puffing, and that exercise will invigorate you, and it's good for you too. And you might be able to go back and concentrate on your work for another hour. Mm-hmm. Try it next time you're feeling wiped out.
According to Dr. Barron, it is not good to compromise your health to get work done. To keep yourself from burning out, maintain a healthy lifestyle, even when the circumstances become more difficult. For Daily Burn Radio, this is Esther Lee.